Transformers, based on the screenplay by Roberto Orsi and Alex Kurtzman, from a story by Roberto Orsi and Alex Kurtzman and John Rogers. Recording copyright 2008 Hasbro. All rights reserved. Copyright 2008 DreamWorks LLC and Paramount Pictures Corporation. Published by Scholastic Limited 2008. Adapted by Paul Shipton as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers series. Transformers. Chapter 1. Under Attack. Captain Lennox and his men were at the US military base in Qatar. After many months at the base, the men wanted to see their families again.
"We're going home soon," said Captain Lennox, and the men were happy.
But then everything changed.
"A helicopter is coming,"
shouted a soldier in the computer room.
"But it isn't ours."
The soldiers at the base were ready when the black helicopter arrived.
"Get out of the helicopter or you are going to die,"
shouted one of the soldiers. There was no answer from the helicopter. Suddenly there was a loud scream and the helicopter started to move. It changed into a giant robot. The soldiers were frightened. They started to fire, but the robot fired back. The base was under attack. In the computer room, a soldier shouted,
"Something is trying to get into our computers!"
One of Lennox's soldiers ran up close to the robot. He fired up at it. The robot started to fall.
"Run!"
shouted Lennox to his men. The soldier stopped and took a photo of the robot's big red eyes. Then he turned and ran too. Was the robot dead? Lennox and his men didn't have time to look back. They just ran and ran.
"Okay, Mr. Witwicky," said the teacher. "You're next."
Sam Witwicky went to the front of the class.
"I'm going to tell you about my grandfather. No, sorry, my grandfather's grandfather, Captain Archibald Witwicky," Sam said. "He was a famous man. In 1897, he was one of the first Americans to go to the Arctic."
Sam emptied his school bag on the desk.
"All these things are his. Here are his glasses. They probably saw some fantastic things."
He looked up.
"I'm selling all of these things. Just look on the internet."
"Witwicky," said the teacher angrily. "This is a school, not a shop."
"Okay, okay."
Sam showed the class an old newspaper.
"Archibald saw a giant man in the Arctic ice."
Some of the other students started to laugh now.
"No one believed him," said Sam. "When he came back, they put him in a hospital."
It was the end of the class and students started to leave.
"Don't forget," called Sam. "I'm selling the glasses."
Sam needed money because he wanted a car. After school, his dad took him to look at some in a shop. The shop owner, Bobby, put an arm around Sam.
"Listen, your first car is special. But the driver doesn't find the car. The car finds the driver."
Sam looked around and then walked to a yellow car. It was old, but it looked fast.
"I like this one."
"I don't remember this car," thought Bobby,
but he was still happy to sell it.
"How much?"
asked Sam's dad.
$5,000.
"I can't pay more than $4,000.
Suddenly, the radio in the yellow car came on. A loud, high scream came out of the radio.
Smash!
Windows in the other cars started to break. Bobby looked around, his mouth open. Then he looked at the yellow car again. He turned to Sam and his dad.
"Okay, $4,000, said Bobby.